Penguin Random House Audio presents Founding Brothers, The Revolutionary Generation by Joseph J. Ellis, read for you by Bob Walter. Preface. The Generation. No event in American history, which was so improbable at the time, has seemed so inevitable in retrospect as the American Revolution. On the inevitability side, it is true there were voices back then urging prospective patriots to regard American independence as an early version of manifest destiny. Tom Paine, for example, claimed that it was simply a matter of common sense that an island could not rule a continent. And Thomas Jefferson's lyrical rendering of the reasons for the entire revolutionary enterprise emphasized the self-evident character of the principles at stake. Several other prominent American revolutionaries also talked as if they were actors in a historical drama whose script had already been written by the gods. In his old age, John Adams recalled his youthful intimations of the providential forces at work. "There is nothing more ancient in my memory," he wrote in 1807, "than the observation that arts, sciences, and empire had always traveled westward. And in conversation it was always added, since I was a child, that their next leap would be over the Atlantic into America." Adams instructed his beloved Abigail to start saving all his letters even before the outbreak of the War for Independence. Then, in June of 1776, he purchased a folio book to preserve copies of his entire...